Baba Basra Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, page 61, side A. Perek Revi Hamoicher Es Habayis. In this chapter, we're dealing with the laws of selling property, a house or a yard or a Beis Habad, a press for olives, or a Beis Merchatz, a bathhouse, and other types of real estate, the properties, as opposed to the movable objects, which will be explained in the chapters later on. And the idea is to explain what is included in the sale of each one of them. Mishnah. So the Mishnah explains what is included in the sale of a house. Hamoicher es habayis, one who sells a house to his friend. And he says to him that this house is sold to you, without detailing which portions or which details of the house are included in the sale. So we're saying that loy mochar, he didn't sell him the yotziah, the yotziah which is close to the house. And va'afal pi shehi, and although that the yotziah psucha l'toicha, that it's there is a door from the house to the yotziah. And there is a thought to say that since that it serves the house, so the intent of the seller was to sell it together with the house. Nevertheless, it's not sold. And likewise, Veloyes Achedar, he also didn't sell him the room that is made to guard his money or his object, although shelifni mimenu, that it's inside of the house and it's open to the house. And this is, the reason for this is because the use of that cheder is different from the use of the house, and therefore the mind of the seller was not to sell it included in the house. And likewise, lo yasagog, he did not sell him the roof which is meant for a separate use, bizman sheyesh lo make gavoya sotot tvachim, at the time that the roof has a fence which is 10 tvachim high, because in such a condition the roof has an importance by itself and it's not nullified next to the house. Rabbi Yudaim, and Rabbi Yudah says, im yesh loy tzuras ha-pesach, if the roof has a shape of a door that it has two side posts which have a lintel on top of them, which is made as an entrance in the house to it, afal pi she'ein gavoya sotot tvachim, even if there is a fence over there which isn't high 10 tvachim, nevertheless that roof is ein mocher, it's not sold together with the house. So the Gemara explains now, what is this yotziah that we mentioned in our Mishnah? The Gemara asks, my yotziah, what is this yotziah that we explained in the Mishnah, that it's not included in the cell of the ordinary in the house? Explains the Gemara, hocha targim, over here in Babylonia, in Babel, they translated it, the people of the yeshiva, that the yotziah, that's an apso, that's a small structure which is built next to the, close to the house, either on the side or behind it, sort of like a shed kind of a structure. Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Rabbi Yosef says, bitko chalilo, it's a small, a low structure that is built to close to the house, similar to an apso, but the walls are hollow and they're made out of windows, and it's not made for dwelling, but rather just for beauty and to cool off over there. So the Gemara explains the difference between these two interpretations. Laman the Omar, according to one who says this is the people of the yeshiva in Bavel, Apso loy mizdavno, that the Apso is not, the shed is not sold, included in the sale of the house, although that the walls are closed wall and this use of it is similar to the use of the house, kolshkim bitka chalila. Of course, if we're talking about this hollow structure which is made out of windows, that loy mizdavno, that is not sold, included in the house, because the use of that is not similar to the use of the house at all. But laman the Omar, but according to the one who says, according to Rabbi Yisus, says bitko chalilom, that it is the hollow structure, so we can say that only such a structure is not included in the sale of the house, since its use is different than the use of the house. Avol apso, but an apso, a shed kind of a structure which is closed, like a house, and its use is similar somewhat to the use of a house, it should take a mizdavin, it's included in the sale of the house. Rabbi Yosef brings a braisa now in which it explains what is a yitzia. Tone Rabbi Yosef learned, it says in the braisa, that sholosh shemus yeshloi, that there are three names that we name a yitzia. The first one is called yitzia, the second one is called a tzela, and the third one is called a ta. And the braisa brings the sources for all these names. Yitzia, it's called sodiksi because it's with regards to the first base of Mikdash. In Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, it says Hayotzia Hatachtoina, the bottom Yotzia, amongst the three rows of Toim that were one on top of the other. So it says Chomesh Ba'amo, there was five Amo Rogbo, five width. So, so we see that the Yotzia is mentioned over there. This is the kind of the structure. Then Tzelo, we also called it Tzelo Diksi, because with regards to the Beis Hamikdash in the future, it says in Yecheskel, Perek Memal, Pasuk Vav, Hatzlois, that the shape of the structures of these Toim that were on the side of the structure of the building, it should be in a way that Tzelo El Tzela, that each house over there, each structure should be El Tzela, should be close to the next structure. Sholish Ushloishim Pa'amim, 36 times. That means that 36 Toim, there should be 36 of these structures. So that's where we see the word of Tzela. Ta, it's called Tzadiksi because with regards to the Beis Hamikdash of La'asin Lavei is also written in Yecheskel Mem Pasuk Zayin Vahato, that the Ta which stands outside of the Hechel and close to it, the Shiur is, the measure is Kone Echad, it's 6 Ames Eirech, it's 6 Ames Kone Echad Eirech, 1 is the stick of Kone, of a Kone, which is 6 Ames V'Kone Echad, and 6 Ames Eirech with Uvein Hatoyim, and between each of these structures to the next one, there should be a wall that separates, which is thick, Chomesh Amos, 5 Amos. V'iboy Seimo, and another interpretation, if you want, I can tell you that the source for the word Ta is a structure that is behind the house, is Mehoch. It's from here, from the Mishnah, in Midos Perigdal Mishnah Zayin, which counts the measures of the Beis Hamikdash from the east to the west, and so we learned over there. Koisel ha'echol, the wall of the hechol, which is the behind of the Kodesh of Kodashim, was sheish, that was 6, v'hato, the thickness was 6 amos of that wall, but v'hato and the width of the hollow of the to, that was in the middle row when you go from east to west, so that was sheish, that was 6 amos, and the thickness of the koisel of the wall, the western wall of the Torah, was also chamesh, was 5 amos. So from this we see that the structure that is behind the heichel is in the Mishnah referred to as Torah. So we can learn from this that a structure that is behind the behind the house, its name is Yitzia. Now the Gemara explains now how much of area is there in the Yitzia, so that it's not, should not become nullified secondary to the house. Amar Mar Zutra, says Mar Zutra, this that we learned in the Mishnah that the Yitzia is not included in the cell of the house, v'hu dahave arba amos. The condition is that the area of this yitzia is 4 amos by 4 amos, because it's important by itself. It does not become bottled to the house, not become bottled to the structure. But if the area of the yitzia is less than 4 by 4 amos, then it's included in the house, even without mentioning it. You want to ask Amare Ravina l'mazutra, so Ravina says mazutra l'didoch, according to your view, the Amres that you say, that
this halacha that it's not included in the sale of the house is ad dahave arba amas, until it has an area of 4 amas by 4 amas, but less than this shear, it's included in the sale of the house. The question is elamata gabe bird did not. So now, with regards to the pit that we learned in the safe of the Mishnah later on in Samad Alam and Aleph, it says that one who sells a house, it was stam, in general, without specifying what are included in the sale. So we said that loy es haboir doesn't sell, he's not included in the pit of water, which is in the yard of the house. So that the pit of water, which is in the yard of the house, and that's, you know, that pit is because the earth is hard over there, so the water collects and stays in that pit for the use of the water, is not included. Also, veloya sadus, that's a type of a pit of water that is dug in earth that is soft, but the walls are built out of stone. So, and also, and the din is also would be the same way, that it's not included. Afo pisha kosav loy, even if the seller writes in the document of sale that he's selling him also umka veruma, he's selling the depth and the house and the height of the house. Still, it's not included. But now that you just said that if the area is not 4 amas by 4 amas, it becomes bottle. It's secondary and it's included in the sale. So the question is, do we say hachinami, like same thing over here, shall we make a distinction with regards to the sale of this bird and the dus, that e have 4 amas, if the pit and the dus are 4 amas or more, and that's true, they're not included in the sale of the house. But eloi, but if they don't have 4 amas, loy, they know they are not considered to be an item by themselves, and they would be included in the sale of the house. And since we say that since we know that generally a pit is not wide for 4 amas, so how could the Mishnah just say that the bird is not included in the sale of the house? If this would be true, that it's only when it's more than 4 amas. The one answer is Hachi Hashto. How so? In other words, can you then compare the laws of Beir and Dus to the laws of Yitziah? Hosom, over there with regards to the pit and the Dus, the Beir and the Dus, Ho Tashmishte Luchud, V'ho Tashmishte Luchud. This one's use is by itself, and this one's use is by itself. The type of use that we use by a pit and the type of use that we use by the house are similar to each other, because the Boir and the Dus serve as a collection of water, and the house serves as a place to live in. So therefore, even if there's no 4 amas in the Boir and the Dus, they're still not included in the sale. But the Hacha, but with regards to when you're trying to measure the Yitziya Bayis, the Yitzi and the house, the Chodot Tashmishtu, both of them, the Saidich, the Bayis inside the Yitziya, have one type of use, and therefore, if there is in the Yitziya 4 amas choshim, then it's considered like an independent place, and it's not included in the sale of the house. But if the Yitziya does not 4 amas loy choshim, it's not considered a place by itself, and then it's included in the sale of the house. We learned in our Mishnah veloy es achedah shelifnim imenu, that he didn't sell the room that it's in front of the house. So the Gemara says hashto. Now that we Tana told us that the Yitziya, which is a same use totally as the use of the house, Loi Mizdaben, is not included in the sale of the house, Cheder, but then you have a room which doesn't serve as a living place, but only for guarding money, Mibayu. Does the Tana then need to teach us that it's not included in the sale? Because you can learn this out from the Yitziya.